Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, Master Energy Therapist, Channeler, Mentor, and Friend. I'm so happy to connect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sikarski. And today I'm going to be answering a listener's question around Archangel Metatron and discernment. I was prepping just a few minutes ago and was already getting information, messages coming in. So I'm really excited to be here and to share the information. I'm also testing out a streaming software. And once I get this down, my intentions are to do more live podcast streams that I will then share on the podcast in the audio settings on other platforms. So if you're interested, I will be sharing more live podcast conversations on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And the replays will be on platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So as we get started today, I'm so happy, like I mentioned, to be here. The energy is so beautiful, and it's been a few seasons going through the cycles, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, and all of the growth. I had a beautiful experience last month at the Conscious Life Expo in California. The Council of Light brought me there, and they did not disappoint. So this experience, there was so much energy and a lot of opportunities to meet people or tap into different fields of consciousness. And in my experience, they kept reminding me to stay in your own frequency, girl. Being so sensitive, I was grateful for the advice. And by following that advice, it turned into such a beautiful experience for myself. I met so many people that I have had previous connections with. I had a girlfriend from high school, like, just walk by the booth and time stood still. We were like, oh my gosh, is that really you? We had no idea that either of us would be there. I met some friends and some clients who I haven't met in person, and some longtime connections in person for the first time, and new friends and connections. So I felt like, wow, I left feeling really fulfilled, a little physically tired because there's a lot. It was, I think, 12 hours for 3 days plus setup and tear down. And I channeled while I was there, which was amazing. I'm so grateful for everybody who got to join. I did record it, so my intentions and goal is to get that out to you guys here in the next few weeks. If you'd like to tune in to the Council of Light's message, I will also be at the Soul Search Expo, and that date will be May 2nd to 3rd in Irvine, California. And I will be channeling the Council of Light there for a small group as well on Saturday. So I invite you, if you're in the area, to stop on by. Let's meet. I'm excited to connect with everybody in the personal space, like up front, live in the physical. And it just adds another layer of richness and depth to that connection. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your love and support. It's been a few weeks since I've been on the podcasting platform. I am excited that the Spirit and Soul Healing TV show is out. So if you missed the announcement, we are out. We are on episode 4 this week. And oh my gosh, I am so excited. I do have a couple podcasts planned to share with you with some of the guests and some updates and deeper thoughts after, like processing and discussing what occurred and all the healing and the experience after integration. So if you would like to prep ahead of time and also tune in to some amazing content, you can find the Spirit and Soul Healing TV show at newrealitytv.com. And this is season 2. Season 2 features channeling of energy. So tuning in for deep healing. And a lot of the sessions ended up going into the quantum field, which would be also other lifetimes, parallel realities. And we really did a lot of work through time and space. What's interesting, speaking of time and space, Archangel Metatron is the angel that helps us travel through time and space. He started coming around when I started working with the Archangels, like 2012, 2013, slowly. I at first felt drawn to Archangel Michael. He was a prominent angel in a lot of my teachings and spiritual readings and undertakings. And so when I started to meditate and work with the angels, I just felt from the guidance and information that I had from this life, from humans and the books and all of the research, that he was a safe and beautiful angel to initiate that connection with. So it was Archangel Michael. And for a few years, maybe 2 or 3 years, he seemed to be the main angel that would come into sessions. It began by me connecting and having that intention, inviting him in and understanding and getting used to his frequency. Now, when you study the psychic arts or spirituality and you're working with your intuition and intuitive communication, it is a gift, but it's also like a talent that you would have you practice and you maintain a consistent connection or intention or flow in a variety of ways. So through classes, through meditation, through talking like the daydream, little snippets of moments throughout the day, through the feeling in my heart, being aware of spirit around, and being open to the possibilities to receive abundance, beautiful surprise gifts, like joy beyond belief. I live my life and feeling like, wow, this is so amazing. What else can I receive? What other synchronicities and messages and connections and little gifts can come my way? And when you have an open heart with a positive intention around it, it helps you. It lifts your frequency. It opens the field for that connection to the divine realms. If you have a struggle or a challenge with that, then you could say, okay, well, why? And then look into the field. So could this be something that's energetic trauma in the mental body, the spiritual body, in the physical body, the emotional body? Is it programming? You know, where is this coming from? And then once you have that answer, you'll know the next step to take. If you don't know the next step to take, work with a professional in that field. And you can start to shift your life. You can change your life. I had a lot of people in my upbringing and in my life that have a negative outlook on life, or that life is a struggle. And I probably lived in that and felt that for some time. But once I started connecting with my soul and I started feeling the light of God around and did a lot of forgiveness and lifted my frequency with positive intentions and also not pushing, just allowing, inviting in the positivity, things shifted for me. We all continue through life and we're not the same person that we were yesterday or a few years or a decade previously. But I have to say, I feel like the contrast is very significant, who I am today than, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So as we're flowing through, and that's like in the spiritual connection, because obviously we have so much wisdom and growth in the human realm, but the connection with my soul, myself, and spirituality, it's really strengthened, like it's stronger than it was before. And you can find that for yourself too. So I continued working with Archangel Michael. I took a lot of classes back in this time frame. And the courses were around hypnotherapy and past lives, mediumship, angelic channeling, chakras and auras, multiple modalities and energy work, and so on and so on. Crystals and like all kinds of courses. And Michael was there with me. And when I started doing readings for others, he was there with me. And then slowly I was introduced to Archangel Metatron. And this probably was around 2014, if I'm recalling correctly, he would come through. And he was introduced in the space where I already had light amplified. I've already vetted spirit. I'd already tested my intuitive abilities. You know, the readings were landing. The healings were thoroughly integrating with clients. Things made sense. The information was grounded. It was practical. All the things that you want when you're connecting with non-physicalized beings and information, it's like, okay, well then make it make sense. Help me to understand that this is supportive. This is in love. There is a lot of truth behind it, and that it can be manageable. And that the energy is malleable. We can move, we can create, we can flow, we can have that partnership with spirit. So this was already going. And it's just like when you have an amazing friend or a partner, and then they introduce you to somebody who amplifies the connection, brings another vibration, another specialty, another energy through. And within that experience, those expressions of light that I was picking up on, like I was receiving the emanation of light from Metatron, and then telepathy. He was speaking telepathically, and I really, really worked with him kind of like at a deeper level when I started channeling, activating the starseed. He's the prominent archangel in that book. And I even walk everybody through my process and the real-time experience of like, oh, he's here. This is what I'm feeling. This is what he's saying. This is the step sequentially. And in that practice, in that exercise, it was helping people activate their light body. And I was speaking about how it was coming through in the process of telepathy and automatic writing. So you feel a lot of that light in that book. He has been here with me for over a decade now, very upfront, very conscious. It's not subconscious. He's not just hanging around. It's like connection, conversation. Probably in 98% of my sessions, he's there delivering information. And one of his specialties, two main ones that I can think of off the bat, but one is the ability to bend time and space or work through time and space interdimensionally. He is the angel that will show me so he's the angel, him and Michael will show me when there's an energy around that shouldn't be there in the healing space. And if it's an off-planet being or a frequency that doesn't belong in our dimension, Metatron is the angel that escorts them away. I have Michael many times help cross spirits over so lovingly. He also comes with the fire of light and a lot of sacred wisdom and truth. He is saying there is hierarchy in his work in that there's not separation, but it's like honored. And when there's spirits that are nefarious and they see Michael, they know business is here. Like they understand what's up. They get it. When Metatron comes in, he also has this way about him where his presence demands respect. So in that way, the frequency is so strong and pure, and it's very matter of fact. It's just very matter of fact. These two angels are protector angels in my space. And they have time after time after time assisted myself and the clients and shown up. And I'm clairvoyant, so I can see when an entity is here that doesn't belong. And I work with that energy to help it. But if it is resistant or nefarious, these angels pop through and they are the ones holding the light and protecting. Metatron helps lost spirits that are not in our system of the human dimension. He will help them, especially those that don't belong on Earth. And he has shown that to me. So he knows the pathways in the quantum astral fields, higher frequencies off planet, like the consciousness in space, we'll say the cosmic vibrations, and working a lot with star frequencies, elemental beings or energies that are not to be here in this time. And he's very he has a lot of care in that work. And it's just also like a matter of fact. So when he shows up, it only takes a few moments and I see the work happening. Now, he also works with sacred geometry to shift timelines and to hold space around. And sacred geometry is so beautiful. I channeled the Council of Light this past Sunday at Spirit School. This is the month of March if you're watching the replay. And one of the questions was about sacred geometry, and they really went into how you can use that for edification of your light field. So amplifying your all of your clair abilities and your energetic field to help connect in with these crisp and clear frequencies, like tuning the dial to getting these amazing downloads or aligning your system so you're on your path. When that happens and sacred geometry is brought in, Michael or Metatron both will come in, any archangels, but particularly these two, I see a force field go around. A lot of times I do see gold light, and when Metatron comes in, I see grids of sacred geometry in the space, protecting the space. When I channeled the Council of Light in Los Angeles last month, we created a huge grid. The group helped me, a dome of light across and beyond the room we were in. And then within it was sacred geometry holding the frequency. Often I see it like electric blue or really clear with a tint of blue, but you know, there's no right color. So whatever comes through, if you're clairvoyantly seeing it, it's like, wow, that's amazing. It's obviously supposed to be here. We're experiencing, we're witnessing, we're enjoying. So we have Metatron working with time and dimensions, and also working with sacred geometry, because sacred geometry is an aspect of it. One way to look at it is holds the secrets to bending time and working through portals and time dimensions. So one of the questions that came through was where somebody had received or came across information where people are not comfortable working with beings that go by Metatron. And I will tell you right away, like as I tune into this, I'm feeling it again. This whole vetting process of discernment, I already went through this over a decade ago. And so when the energy and the conversation came back again, landed in my doorstep through the way of an email, I was like, okay, let's discuss, let's talk about it. So let's talk about inversion energies. Let's talk about imposter spirits. Not only with Metatron, but with Michael, I have seen beings that say they are the being that goes by the name of the angel that I am working with. Now, how many people have the same name? Okay, if there is an entity that wants to go by a name and they're in a different dimension, that's just what's happening. They're saying that. Doesn't mean that it's accurate that they are the same archangel that I'm working with, or that those who are consistently progressing through life and reality in a frequency of protection, support, clarity, light, guidance from an archangel being, like is that, that doesn't, so any being can claim to be anything. And some may come across beings who say they're a certain angel and they're not. And that's just a fact. So all I know is in my experience, the being who I work with, Archangel Metatron, is a high frequency, loving being who has had a life on Earth. Yes, he has. We have Enoch and Elijah, Metatron and Sandalphon, prophets Enoch and Elijah, archangels Metatron and Sandalphon. And so they have more of an understanding from the perspective of what it's like to view and see things from the human form. They're saying to me right now, a fraction, like a piece of their energy came into human form. So just like our soul, our higher self, if you want to say over soul, our soul is so big, it all can't fit in our body. So that's what's up there saying. So a portion of his light did experience life on Earth. Was it from beginning to end? I am seeing that thread of life from beginning to end, but at certain times, more of it was in the body. So that's fantastic. I haven't ever received that information before. This being is not, so this archangel is not, there is another angel that goes by angel that in some circles goes by fallen angel with a name similar. It's spelled different. It sounds different. It's similar. I'm not even wanting to say the name. I'm not even feeling called to it. So you have to trust your instincts. You have to trust your heart. You have to trust your gut. And here's the deal. Here's the dealio. Here's the thing. This experience is when you are receiving information, written or verbal, telepathic, however, through a video, through a podcast, through a forum, and something's not right, your body's going to react. So your body's going to react. And you have to think about it. Why is that not right? For me, I just say, okay, that's not right. Off I go. I'm tuning out of that. It doesn't really matter. And a lot of times there are things that resonate with us and things that don't, and they get mixed in a big pot and a big stew. So just because one piece of information doesn't feel accurate to our frequency and timeline and path doesn't mean that all of it is inaccurate. But that is how manipulation happens. That is how cults are formed. That is how spiritual abuse occurs. That is how the hierarchy in the human world, which is by, it's like led or fueled by greed and power. That's the fuel behind it. And so spiritual discernment comes in. So just tune out of that. Go somewhere else. The truth will find you. The information will find you. If there was truth or information in that, it will stay with you. And you just leave the rest behind. Because in this human life, there are a lot of angles or aspects. And you've probably seen maybe like the diagrams that show where three things can be true at one time because of different perspectives. So it's all about your consciousness, your frequency, the consciousness of the brain, the mind and your thoughts, the vibration of your energetic field and the emotional intelligence, and what path and timeline are you on? So different dimensions are linked into different timelines. The dimensions hold the possibilities and probabilities for the outcome of specific timelines. Some people, just as you say, souls will incarnate in again and again and again. Some people are living their full life on repeat, like the same lessons keep coming up. The same things keep occurring. They feel like they're never truly making movement, like they're on a hamster wheel or a record player. That's a particular frequency or timeline. And until they make a shift within and an alternative decision and amplification of their light can assist them to find that decision, by the way. But until they do so, they will not lift into the next frequency. Or you could say it's a vibration. So you might look at it like a dimension in sorts, but it's still physicalized where we can still see it. So maybe it's like a micro shift. They're saying, think of it like a radio. You're just tuning the dial to the next station. There we go. That makes a lot of sense because we're all here. We can all see each other physically. If we choose to interact, we can. We might feel attracted or repulsed by certain interactions or opportunities and experience. Like this is for me, this isn't. So repelled might be a better word. And so then that's like you're in that timeline. So if somebody's in timeline, we can also look at it like schools of reality. And so if you are in preschool or if somebody's in preschool and the other one is a professor in college, the language will be different. The experiences will be different. The way we acquire the knowledge and wisdom, the way we process it, and the way we implement it will be different. So we're not here to look down on other people in that way and be like, no, there's only one right way, because that's not true. But what is true is there's a feeling of truth and a thread of light throughout all of it. And so if something is viscerally inaccurate, you will know that through discernment. And if you haven't had opportunities to test your spiritual discernment and to test your intuition and like little things, inconsequential things, not the major things. We want to be safe. then it's kind of hard. Like you might need that until you can start to trust and feel and understand the vibrational frequency. They say the vibrational currency, which is that string, that vibration of consciousness, like a current of water, a current of energy. So in that regard, everything has a frequency to it that is based in a truth. But the realities of each individual might be slightly varied because of their experiences, They're saying their wisdom, the soul qualifications, the edification of lifetime after lifetime after lifetime in a system or not. So if you are a being who this is your first time on earth, you could feel out of place or stumbling through. If you're a young soul and this is your first time on any system, it can feel arduous, sticky, kind of confusing, but also there's an innocence to it. What you don't know can't hurt you, right? Like that whole thing, like you're just going with the flow. You're acquiring information and wisdom. If you put your hand on a stove and you get burnt, you know not to do that again next time. So we learn from the lessons. But if you have many, many lessons, this world and other lifetimes in other dimensions or physicalities, so stars or planets, other places, you have a lot of wherewithal within your knowing to govern your, they call it your system, which is your intuition and that inner compass to steer you in the right direction, even if you're dropped into a foreign land. So if this is your first time on earth, but you're an advanced soul through a lot of experiences, you have acquired that wisdom. Number one, that doesn't make you better than anybody else. In fact, it holds more of a responsibility. And old souls know that, like we know that we have a responsibility first to ourselves, to hold our frequency and alignment and be in our truth. And that truth and vibration emanates out to others and helps them find their truth and vibration. So this isn't a hall pass. It's not like, okay, now we get to be like a celebrity or sit on the throne and just not do anything. It's actually like there's more work to be done, actually. There is, because you can do it. So anyhow. Not to say life is all work. There's joy here too, but there's a responsibility. So you see how like different things play out. So in that regard, everything will be unique to the individual and the richness and the palates will be unique. Children might not like a palate of spicy food and all the textures, but an adult might. An adventurous young adult or teenager might want to try something new and find that they love it, you know? And then over a lifetime, as you get older, you might have your favorites. So individuality is very important when we come to speak about soul growth, spiritual evolvement and discernment. And when we talk about modalities, spiritual practices, religion, even they're saying cults. If people get pulled into a cult, like I'm not for it, but I feel like in a sense I've witnessed quite a bit about that in my life. And you learn from it. You really, really do. So everybody's path is very unique, but sometimes we do get off path. And when that time we raise our hand and we say, I need help, I need guidance, I need help, please, from somebody in the physical and from the spirit world, from our ancestors, our guides, the archangels. So the team of light is here with you. If you feel called to work with a particular angel and somebody's bringing through a negative vibration, number one, are you feeling the fear of this person and them sharing their experience? Or are you feeling the truth that that being is not a being of goodwill and good intention, is nefarious, is mischievous, is manipulative? You see, so you have to use your own discernment and just kind of be like, okay, that's their experience. It's not mine. So I'm going to go over here. And if that frequency of light, if this angel comes through in my meditation space, I will have a conversation or I'll feel into it and see if it's right for me or not. So wanted to just share a little bit as this information is coming through. Also, inversion spirit. Okay, so imposters. So there have been distorted realities that are not organic. So it's not like fresh, organic, real, but it was created by intentions and energy, like spells can create when we speak and we tell stories over and over again. Our energy is so behind it and we get so animated, like, yeah. And when it's a cultural thing or it's been generation after generation, the feeling like the beings when that comes through is akin to poltergeist energy, not exactly the same. But there's a created energy in the vibrational field. It does not have a soul, but it can have an aspect of consciousness. That consciousness are the programmed inputs from all the people telling the stories. So mythological creatures can come to be. And when actually Michael or Metatron looks at it, they bring light to it and it crumbles and dissolves. There's nothing left behind but thought forms. And the thought forms can be alchemized away, the energy recycled. So there's no soul to this. There can be beings like that in the quantum field, astral planes, that come around, especially if your frequency isn't in a particular vibration and you're able to access it. But the more you work with putting the light around, lifting your frequency higher, the less and less and less and less you will ever even have those experiences. So just sharing that, and that would be a man-made frequency taking on the, they call it the vibrational form, the intellectual properties of, just think of it like a cartoon or a mannequin. Is there's no life in it, but there is animation and there can be messages, like a robot can say a message, but where did that message come from, right? It was inputted at some point in time from a being. Is it a human? Like we could go real deep here. We could go real deep, but we won't. So this can also play over into AI, right? Everything. So discernment of spirit, trusting your intuition, having no reservations about being very strong and firm with your boundaries. If it's off, it's off. No is no. Like that strong no, it's just a no. Okay, I'm out of here. Like I'm reading this, something feels off, I'm out of here. Is it the information? Is it the way it's being delivered? Or is it the topic? And in some circles, I think the topic of Archangel Metatron gets pulled in, like his name gets pulled in to misinformation. And it could also be there is another false angel masquerading around. So you can only like test spirit through how does your body feel? What are the outcome? And also, like the loving messages will never try and control you, take over anything, or be fear-inducing. So even if it's information, it's a heads up, it's for your protection. And the feeling behind it will have you feel calm and empowered. And a negative entity will have you feeling quite the opposite. Absolutely. Like the initial feeling. So your guides and angels know how to work. And they're not going to deliver information to have you feeling inadequate or fearful. So just know that. Also know that at times, because of past experiences, the information could be a little shocking. So they're going to deliver it very slowly and kindly, unless it's an emergency and it's like, fire, fire, you got to act now, right? Your team knows how to work with you and they will give you guidance, and it might not be easy. They might say, hey, you have to do X, Y, and Z, and it'd be really hard, meaning like, hey, you need to leave your job. You have to end this relationship. You need to decline that offer. Oh, you've invested all this money, but you see it's been a gamble that isn't playing out. Stop right now. Like reshift, you know, take a route. So again, it comes back to experience. And I'll also say that I'm so grateful for the position that I'm in and the experiences that I've had channeling for others and also having others channel for me. Because when there's been confusion or I want to just get, you know, a second opinion, make sure I feel that the information feels accurate and good, like all of my questions are answered, all of the wonderings, like that little bit of energy in my system, it's not doubt, but it's like I need a little bit more info here, that filled in. You know, we're here all to help one another if we're in this position as a mentor, a healer, a reader, and we also consistently are checking in with spirit and also the physical world, others around us. I think that's really, really important. So there's a lot of techniques, a lot of intricate conversations that can be had around personal experiences, personal processes, But to answer the question, I'm aware of these talks about people speaking in a poor light, in a fear-based reality around a name that they say is Metatron. I don't resonate or associate with that at all. It's not a part of my reality at all. And I'm not naive. I'm not just like spiritual bypassing or, you know, not even looking into it. I already have looked into it decades ago. And like, you know, what do they say? The proof is in the pudding. I just, every session that I have, and so many of you give me updates, and I'm so grateful. So you too can develop a deep, rich, loving, thoroughly vetted relationship with a guide or an angel or a loved one on the other side. And foremost, your higher self or your own soul. That's the perfect place to begin. Perfect place. So let me go back just real second, real quick here. When I first started working with Michael, I asked him to protect the space around me. And the first energy I connected in with was my soul. We're going to start there, square one. So that is a beautiful foundation to start with. And did things come through? Yes. And I was given the opportunity to discern, what is that? Why is it here? Was it a shadow self of mine? Was it a past life? Was it a ghost? Was it an ancestor? Was it an angel? You know, like when you open up to spirit, yeah, your things are there. But just because you pretend that they're not there doesn't mean they're not. It just means you don't interact with them. And likewise, if you choose not to interact with something, that's your choice. So have a strong boundary with your spiritual practice. So I'm going to leave you here with this. I feel like that was just a lot of information. And thank you so much, friends, for being here at the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I truly appreciate you, your love and support. I truly appreciate getting to meet many of you in the one-on-one sessions and at Spirit School. And now that I've revamped and brought through another offering at Spirit School, it's been amazing. So we meet every month on the second Thursday in the afternoon for our monthly healing session. And March's was next level. What happened in that session is something that typically would happen more in a one-on-one session. And I was just blown away at how it came through. And the feedback I got was incredible. So it'll be available until April's. But if you are catching this beyond that and you sign up for the monthly healing meditation membership or the new membership, which is the Light Connections membership, you will have access to it in the library. So I also now have the Light Connections membership, which includes the healing session, and it includes once a month conversation with the Council of Light channeled. Typically, it will be the third Sunday evening of the month, and we take questions ahead of time, and then they speak with our moderators and the hosts, and it's a beautiful experience. And so if you want to enhance your spiritual, like, I just feel strength. If you want to enhance your spiritual strength, your energetic anatomy, your discernment, like just feel the light around you and the support. This is a beautiful package, this membership of the Light Connections, because it includes the Council of Light. It includes the healing session live and you get the replays. It also includes, I think six libraries ever since I started Spirit School in 2018, all of my meditations basically that were offered in that setting. Not the ones so much in courses, but I have six libraries of meditations and a plethora of information you won't find anywhere else from the Council of Light, plus their full Council of Light message. I mean, there's so much. I just wanted to give it here. Like, I have it. It's accessible for inspiration and guidance. There's so much there. So if you're really feeling like nourishment, like I could use a little more encouragement or feel some support, nourishment, or this, like you're new and you want to really feel into some spiritual guidance that's truly tried, true, and tested, because that library you know, the message is they're in there from 6-8 years ago, right? So wanted to share that with you all. And if you're just simply like, huh, let me take a little a test and see how things are, you can sign up for the Council of Light, just one experience, and it will be for 30 days. So if you sign up today, you would have access to the past replay, and then it overlaps so you can join the live on the next one. That's kind of cool, little incentive to just, you know, let you fill it out. The same for the healing sessions. Like when you sign up, you get 30 days. So however you navigate that. So thank you so much, everybody. I am offering limited one-on-one sessions. So if you are looking for a session, you can find my schedule at amysakarsky.com. We have classes at spiritschoolonline.com and a lot of group experiences. And I have my mentor session and also a mentor group. So the mentor group is the Sacred Healers Circle. And if you feel drawn to that, please reach out and let me know. We can see if it's a good fit. It's for those who are actively participating as a practitioner or training as a practitioner, or if you have. So these are for people who want to learn and embody the wisdom and amplify their soul light and their like really stay on their path with a beautiful group of others who are very, very heart-spaced. We meet twice a month and it ends up, initially it was going to be an hour, it's 2 hours and the replays are available. We meet Thursdays alternating day and evening, and it's a great group. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunities if you feel drawn. So I look forward to connecting with you all soon. Please subscribe if you know you're resonating with the information. Leave a comment. It helps the algorithm so more people can find the messages and you know whatever platform you're on. I'd love to see the hearts and the thumbs up. So let me know that the message is applicable and inspiring and that, you know, you really resonate. So thanks so much, beautiful. I look forward to seeing you guys all again really soon here on the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast.